Ripening for the Harvest. The camp meeting at Worcester, Massachusetts, August 22 to 28, was an occasion of special interest to me. I there met a large number of believers, some of whom have been connected with the work from the very rise of the third angel's message. Since our last camp meeting, Brother Hastings, one of the faithful standard bearers, had fallen at his post. I felt sad as I saw others weighed down by the infirmities of age, yet I was glad to see them eagerly listening to the words of life. The love of God and His truth seemed to glow in their hearts and to light up their countenances. Their eyes were often filled with tears, not of sorrow but of joy, as they heard the message from God by the mouth of His servants. These aged pilgrims were present at nearly all the meetings, as if they feared that, like Thomas, they might be absent when Jesus should come in, and say, "Peace be unto you." Like ripening grain, these precious tried and faithful ones are fitting for the harvest. Their work is nearly done. They may be permitted to remain till Christ shall be revealed in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. They may drop out of the ranks at any time, and sleep in Jesus. But while darkness covers the earth and gross darkness the people, these children of the light can lift up their heads and rejoice, knowing that their redemption draweth nigh.